Point economy's messed up.
Yeah, we're back in the...
Thanks, Obama.
God damn it. That's one
First
of
he
them.
Fucked up the fate point economy.
And then he fucked up pip capitalism. So I'm realizing that my particular talents in this may be... Well, I guess they're not terribly limited against the mob. They're more limited than they would be against lay down arms.
Well, I'm unhappy.
Hmm?
Apparently, the FBI label for biker gangs are OMGs. Outlaw motorcycle gangs.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised they're not OMCs. Because the normal term for a biker gang is a motorcycle club.
Yeah. Maybe they have to have an official, club presence if they're going to be called a motorcycle club by the FBI.
Maybe.
Where a gang can just be any group of bikers.
Possibly. I remember it seems strange. I think because the word gang caught on and not the word club. Because for outlaw motorcycle clubs, you also still use terms like clubhouse and also mother club. And I think, when I was playing whatever the GTA 4 expansion was that added in the biker story, I remember the thing that always amused me was, people pulling out guns and talking about going to the clubhouse.
It's up in a tree.
Yeah. That's
it's got a big no girls allowed sign on it.
And also this weird thing where, although I guess, really, you can't really say what is a bizarre thing to happen in a city in Grand Theft Auto. Because, one of the first missions you do in that GTA side story is, go to a rival motorcycle club and fire a grenade launcher through their window.
Jesus, really?
What's up?
Oh, Kansas has put out a law that welfare recipients are no longer allowed to withdraw more than $25 a day from ATMs.
Huh. I guess because they want to be able to track their money more easily?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I remember Hannah was saying that there's a law in Wisconsin now that apparently if you're on food stamps, you can't buy steak anymore.
Yeah, no steak or seafood.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's even worse than it sounds because apparently the ATM brand most frequently used in Kansas does not allow you to take out money in $5 increments, so it's practically a $20 limit.
Oh yeah. Well, most, I don't think any, most ATMs are $20 only. Because it's way easier to stock an ATM with fucking $20 bills.
You can get tens out of the one I use, but you can't get increments of five.
Yeah, every ATM I've used has only allowed increments of 20.
I've seen 10. The House committee that first worked the bill was a $60 limit, and the amount was cut to $25 on the Senate floor with the amendment by Senator Karen Tyson, Republican Parker.
Yeah, that's weird. $60 seems like it'd be reasonable because that's like the fast cash button on most ATMs.
Fortunately, it may violate federal law.
Good Jesus.
The Social Security Act requires states to ensure that recipients of TANF have adequate access to the cash assistance and can withdraw money with minimal fees or charges. And at stake is about $102 million in TANF block grant money that Kansas receives every year.
Nice. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, everyone was just quiet. Okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Apparently no one was just terribly talkative.
Oh, okay. Your yeah sounded sarcastic, and I was like, oh.
Nah.
Is everything on fire?
Nah.
Okay.
So I need to grab all my dice again. Why is this one stuck to the table?
That's probably a bad sign.
Wonder if some maple syrup fell off my plate yesterday.
Maybe. Syrup falling off of your plate? son.
I think Kevin just stepped away from his microphone for a second.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Are you really, Kevin?
It sounded like you took your microphone off without muting.
I did, and then I put it back on without muting.
Okay.
Good job.
Also, can you point your fan away from your face?
Me or Kevin?
Kevin.
Sorry, I don't mean to look
you. I don't know, is it any better now?
A little bit. Mostly it was just that the wind was rattling your microphone.
I don't really know what to do, because it's a ceiling fan, I can't turn it off.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know either. It doesn't seem to be affecting it too much now.
Alright, let's stay close to the computer as I can.
Okay. Well, I still have all my stuff up from yesterday.
Cool, me too.
Excellent. Party also, on, Wayne. Man,
like, one of the surviving mantids here is very hostile.
That's how he lives.
I guess
so. He's pointing
a
little tiny switchblade at the glass.
I mean, like, whenever I, like, I can't even, like, tell his gender here, because whenever I open up the container he's in, he immediately gets into an aggressive posture. And it's like, Jesus, dude, chill out. The fuck, man? What's your problem?
You, apparently.
I guess so.
Also, I just noticed that it makes this is in the style of the show, but it's probably a thing you shouldn't put in your game. Where it's the last page just before the fixer page says, and if let's see, the fixer needs more training. What's coming next is the fixer and the toolbox, and then it goes on to say, and if under no circumstances should players read those chapters, and if you as a player don't immediately disobey that last advice and go read those chapters, you've not yet adopted the correct mindset for the leverage RPG. Go steal yourself a role playing game.
That's cute.
I guess it doesn't hurt a lot if the players know the GM rules, because there's not anything in there that isn't sufficiently obfuscated by the way the game happens.
Yeah, there's no spoilers, really.
Yeah.
By the way, I like this description, one of the sample clients.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Hardy signed a contract with an energy company to allow, quote, minimal natural gas exploration on his farm. The next autumn, his harvest consisted of a grand total of 9 ears of corn and one cow that belches fire.
Time to frack the frackers.
Let's go steal an oil well.
That is one of the things I like in the show, is the escalation of let's go steal a...
Yeah. Fine, let's go steal a miracle.
Let's go steal a hospital.
Right then. So everyone got your character sheets?
Yep.
And your many kinds of dice?
Yep.
Is correct. I'll always pull up the some complications sheet. And what do jobs give us?
You can only spend... So, one of two things at the moment. You can spend them right now to... you can spend one to gain a signature asset, something you want to, like, be heavily related to your character, and if you want, you could use it in every job.
Okay. And what's the other one?
The other thing is that...
If you have an asset you haven't spent, you can call back to it in another job to do something.
Right. I'm going to disallow that particular use for this thing, because it is way too easily to call back... Way too easy to call back to your previous job right now.
Remember that time we were knocking over the mob?
Yes. It was 5 minutes ago.
This job might happen a little faster than the last one, though, because we don't need to spend, like, 2 hours trying to set up the crew.
Right. That's going to have a big part in the time.
Last night, I'm good till midnight at the latest.
Sure.
Yeah, should be.
I will drop out at midnight. I stayed a little later last time, and I actually didn't sleep very well.
Mm-hmm.
I do not expect this to take 3.5 hours.
All right.
Alright, you recording, Matt?
I've been recording for a bit.
Always with records. Okay.